with the under 16 social media ban beginning on the 10th of December, concerns for the well-being of children living with a disability and rural Australians are rising as they lose contact from online communities. But the government believes the ban is necessary to protect the mental health of young Australians, as the risk of harm offsets the positives of having an account. Social media apps like TikTok and Snapchat will be responsible for making sure under 16s are not on their platforms, risking fines of up to $50 million if they don't take reasonable steps to prevent this group from having accounts. Ella Panizzolo spoke with CEO of Children and Young People with Disability Australia, Sky Kokoschki-Moore, to find out about what this change means for young Australians and those living with a disability.
Social media provides a platform for young people with disability to find others that share their interests, to explore communities that are beyond their front door. It really can be a lifeline for young people who experience quite a lot of discrimination and exclusion from their everyday environments.
What are the biggest concerns of removing access to this form of communication?
Social media provides a platform for young people with disability to find others who share similar interests. We know that rates of loneliness are increasing, particularly amongst young people. And by removing social media as a way in which young people are able to find others to help them build a sense of identity and to understand the world around them and talk to others that have been through similar things to them, it's really going to have a huge impact on those young people.
How could this ban further impact the well-documented exclusion already faced by children with disability?
We know from a survey that Children and Young People with Disability Australia ran earlier this year that 75% of students who responded said that they'd experienced bullying in the last 12 months, and 72% had said that they'd experienced exclusion from school. When we have students who are being excluded from the physical environments they're entitled to attend, by removing social media, we really are withholding an opportunity for them to find that social connection that's so important for development.
The government says the policy is necessary to protect the mental health and well-being of Australian teens, but could it be doing more harm than good? What is your response to the mental health concerns, especially those advocating for what they believe is a detox or removal of overstimulation from continued social media distractions?
There's no doubt that social media can be a dangerous place, but we need to be really careful that we're not trying to solve a wicked problem with a very simplistic solution. Social media is vital for young people with disability because of the discrimination and exclusion they experience in the world. And so we really encourage the government to monitor closely the impact that this ban is going to have on young people.
What would you like to see policymakers do to help support young Australians and people living with a disability during this transition period of social media bans?
The government and social media platforms need to make it really clear what options are still available for young people to connect online. We know that the world has changed really quickly and that the environments that many of us grew up in and are used to navigating still exist, but they're vastly different. And so it's really important that the governments and social media really listen to the impact that this ban is having on young people and adapt the course of action if necessary. We don't want a situation where we have a whole new generation of young people who are growing up in an environment where they're unable to make friends, unable to find places where they're able to explore their interests, and unable to have a really good platform in which they're able to express themselves.
Are there any compromises you would like to see considered before the social media ban occurs?
The government's made it really clear that this ban is going ahead. Social media platforms need to do a lot of hard work to make sure that the platforms and opportunities that they're providing for the public are safe. There's only so much governments can do, and there's only so much young people can do navigating a system that they don't have any control over. So it's really important that governments and social media platforms listen to what young people with disability need.
Do you have any suggestions in terms of how the government can work with social media companies during this phase out, especially in terms of testing guidelines with diverse communities?
It's vital that any guidelines that are developed are tested with young people with disabilities so that they're able to share exactly what these guidelines will mean for them. We so often see new policies or laws rolled out in Australia that haven't been subject to thorough community consultation, let alone consultation with young people. It's really important that the government takes a long-term view about the impact that the laws it's passing is going to have on Australia's future generations.
CEO of Children and Young People with Disability Australia, Skye Kokoschke-Moore, speaking with The Wire's Ella Panizzolo.